A values-based life starts here.
Welcome to In Conversation with Heartlines, a show where we try and help you do what's right so that you can fix the things that are wrong.
Welcome to another episode of In Conversation with Heartlines, a show where we give you practical tips on how to live out positive values in your life. I'm your host, Andile Maphosa. Last week, we spoke about the Values and Money campaign, and we touched on all the five values that are included in the campaign. We touched on how each value is tied to an action that we do with money. And so we said, when we earn money, we should do it honestly. When we spend money, we should do it responsibly. When we save money, we should be self-controlled. When we borrow, we should be wise. And that when we give, we should be generous. Today, we are going to get more into the actual course. And to help me in that conversation, I am joined by my dear brother from Heartlines, Jeff Cele. Dr. Jeff, how are you?
Hello, my leader, and hello to everyone. Thank you.
It's always nice to have you and have conversations with you. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for having me as well. Yeah.
Before we get started, do you just want to introduce yourself and tell people what it is that you do at Heartlines?
Well, my name is Jeff. Like Andile just said, Cele is the surname. I'm part of Heartlines initiatives and programs and the campaigns. But specifically, I'm more on the CFE, the consumer education process, and also on the values and money, the one we just on today with. I talk to helping individuals, helping friends, helping family, but also community advice to talk about this challenging issue as far as money is concerned. And it's a series of topics that are talking to money, but you know, many a times it looks like people find it a taboo to talk about money, the money subject. But we have to talk about money because even the Word of God talks to us about money in many, many places in the Bible. So it's important for us to dig into money and know what is it that we have when we say have money, how to use the money, how to save the money, how to do whatever I want to do with the money. Probably that would actually get us on a better plane as people and living our life and that of our futures.
I always ask this question to my guests. How important is it for the church to speak about money, and how do you think we can do it in a way that is more constructive rather than destructive?
And you know, over the years, when I remember me going to church and money, when I was going to church for my collection or money that I'm going to give at church, I was always giving the brown money, the brown coins. And even from home, where you are taught almost everything, as you go to meet church, you are also already told or showed or taught that money and church don't go together. We only give the brown coins. And as you grow up and be part of church, we go into churches not to label particular churches, but churches that don't even touch on the subject of money. And that makes normal sense to one person growing. When you get to a stage at a Bible reading led or the preaching church, where we go deeper into what the Bible says to us about many different subjects. When we get to the subject of money, people start saying the churches that are introduced lately like talking about money as if there was no money in the Bible. So it's important for us to understand that money has always been there. Let me repeat a statement that could have been repeated in a different show on the same subject, is that in the Bible, there are 2,350 verses about money, and about 15% of what Jesus spoke about was related to money. How do we not then delve or talk on the subject of money? So that's the approach that we say as a church, we have to talk about money. We have to teach about money so that people are on a better plane as far as money is concerned.
In the Values and Money course, you present the module on God, my values, and my money. What are the key things to think about when I talk about God, my values, and my money?
Top of the head, we are saying God, my values, and my money. As a child of God, I would say my life is in the Word. My life is founded in the Word. And when I then come up with values that begin to guard my life, the Bible helps me to design or come up with values that are going with what God expects or has said to me in His Word. When we get to money, I have a good relationship with God. I've got good values I've designed with my walk with God. When money comes into my life, it comes into a solid relationship or foundation as far as money can be used. This could be money, this could be cars, this could be any other thing that comes after I've formed a good relationship with God. It will never, therefore, disturb my knowledge of who God is as far as money is concerned. Because if the other is introduced before God, chances are I need to go through a journey or a process of unlearning that actually God made money. God controls money. I become a person who thinks I can reach God through money. And that's the attitude I was talking to. And I want to continue to say to us, attitudes and values and behaviors around money are always rooted around the problems that the society have been saying to us. How do we move away from that and make God center and get this valued relationship with God? Therefore, money would come in and make the difference in my life, because God wants me to have money. But if I don't have my relationship intact with God, I mean, why would have Jesus said, you can't serve two masters at a time?
Yeah.
Then it goes straight to a line that says, Mammon and God. Mm. It says money plays a role where people are able to actually move away from God because of money. So that has been the approach, and that continues to be approach to help people not to have the conflict between serving God and the creator of the money.
You bring in something very important here. You cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and Mammon. Safe to say that materialism has slowly crept up into the church, where people begin to seek the blessings and not the blesser. How would one know that they are not being materialistic in their approach to God, their money, and their values? How do we ensure that we've always got the right order here?
I think for me, Andile, it's to put the biblical teachings or the relationship first with God into perspective. That will help me design, I said, the values in that I need to practice. That will help me to become financially healthy. When I begin to be financially okay or materialistic okay, I would know that everything that I have is because of God. God has provided these. God has allowed me to have the 1, 2, 3. And God is in charge of everything. It will be my way of saying, Lord, I thank you for giving me these things. How would you want me to take care of these things? How would you want me to save with these things? So the same money or materialistic things that God has gave to you, you need to use them to serve God. And the truth is, the Bible talks to us not seeing God and wanting to love him more than the people and the brother you can see. It goes back to money. Serve God with the money and the materialistic things that you have, to serve the people that you can see as a service to God. That's what the Bible says. If you do this to these little ones of mine, Jesus says, then you are better relationship with God. God comes back and says to you, well done, faithful and good servant. It's because you've served with what is given you to other people, and you've used that to serve him more than to enrich yourself in the process.
I need to ask this, and this is a question everyone needs to ask themselves as well, is if money is a major source of stress, anxiety, or conflict in their life, what should they do?
Interesting. When it begins to do that, when money becomes a source of stress or anxiety, it has taken a role in your life, which it shouldn't have even got to that level. So now, as people, we need to go back and say, where did I not do right? a scripture is used in the book of Kings. The guys are saying to the prophet, come with us, let's go and build. You want to cut wood and come and build, because the place that we worship in has gone small. We are getting more in number. The leader then goes with them, but the Bible says at a particular point, one servant loses the head of the axe, that is the iron, the top, the axe head. It falls into the water. It screams, alas, my Lord, it has fallen into the water. The servant says, where did it fall? Then the servant picks up the stick and allows him to pick up the iron axe head. What am I saying about that scripture? I'm saying if anything has gone wrong that causes you stress, anxiety, conflict, as you say them, Andile, it says, allow God to take you back where it has fallen. When I learn, pick it up yourself and say, as far as my money or my resources are concerned, or my materialistic things, I've lost it here. This is where I've lost it. Pick it up, turn around and say, Lord, how do I save you with what I have? So it's always us losing the point of why do we have what we have. Quick example again in the scripture, when the leader goes away, a king, he leaves the servants with different numbers of talents. Those who did not use are hiding what they are supposed to use, but those who use them well are then called as good servants. If we use our money well, we'll never get to stress, anxiety, and conflict. We get to that sometimes because we are in charge of our money and where it comes from. But if it comes from God, with what we do every day, it says to you, it says to us, we know God is in charge for tomorrow as well.
That's a hashtag right there. Hashtag God is in charge for tomorrow as well. I am in conversation with Ntate Jeff Cele from Heartlines, and we are talking values and money, more specifically God, my values and my money. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk about how we can be good stewards of the finances or of the resources that God has given us. Don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
The Bible says that the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Wrong attitudes, values, and behaviors around money are at the root of many of the problems facing our society today. They are also the cause of much stress in our personal lives and the cause of conflict and breakdown in relationships within the family. On the other hand, having a positive attitude towards money and living out healthy values can help us, our families, and our community.
Welcome back here. You're still tuned into In Conversation with Heartlines. I'm your host, Andile Maphosa, and we are talking money, specifically God, my values, and my money. So, Jeff, how do I become a good steward of that which God has given me?
One of the major factors here, Andile, is we have choices. The Bible will always give us choices and also advise us as to what choice to take. Many a times there's verses that are helping us. God will say, there's life, there's death, therefore choose life. But there is an opportunity to choose at all times what is it that we want to do. So being a good steward also goes with your choices. You need to choose to listen to God. You need to choose to do things the God way.
That's amazing. And I think,
yeah,
part of stewardship is management. And here we are talking specifically around money. And I love how you bring in the idea of choices, because sometimes overspending is a choice.
True.
Ensuring that, you know, the money going in is always more than the money going out is based on the choices that you will make about where you spend it. Now, here's, I think, where it becomes difficult. How can we be more practical about this? You've spoken, you know, let's pray, let's make wise choices, which to me is super practical. That is bringing it down to, but now, how does this look on a day-to-day basis?
The important, I like where you started when you talk about money coming in and money going out. as also that's choices that we make. And here's a situation, the foundations that we lay for ourselves with the understanding of what money is, it's very important. It's critical. If I've gone to a point where things are gone to anxiety and stress, it means I need to go back to the foundation and say, how was I founded as far as the use, the practical everyday use of my finances or my money? And the understanding we need to have is that we earn money, we spend money, we save money, and we borrow money and we give money, like your introduction. But we find ourselves spending more time or more of the energy on one or two of the five, rather than satisfying all five of them and more. Let's not be restricted to five only. One of the challenges that pushes us to see more money going out than more money coming in is because we look at things for what we are and not for what they are. It's important for me to know my budget. I should not live like the Joneses. When they bring in a plasma 74 centimeter, I don't know where they got money for that. Am I able to maintain that kind of a set? When I buy a car, am I able to maintain this car? That's why at the end of the day, you find that the money we're spending is more than the money that's coming in. It's because we never look at who we are and what we can afford as far as our income is concerned. So it's important for us to go back to that, revise that part and say, whatever I'm spending on, is it part of where I'm at? The general line that we've been given with financial management or financial health has been, make sure that if, an example, if I'm earning 10 rands, I need to use at least 7 to 8 rands. I need to put 1 rand away. But here's a challenge. Most of us are spending more than, people who earn 15,000 are spending 17,000 a month. People who are earning 20,000 are spending 24,000 a month. But it's not that the amount we have, it's how I use what I have.
So you brought in many amazing, amazing things there. You spoke about knowing if you are able to sustain it, which means that you need to take stock of where you are currently.
Critical. If I take my children to a particular school, this is how much I pay. I buy this kind of a car, this is how much I pay. I usually say to young people with advices, they just leave in school, going tertiary, going to market. It's easy to take out a blah, blah, blah BMW out of the shop, but is it easy to maintain it over the months, over the years? Are you gonna be able to pay the bill? Are you gonna be able to pour in the petrol that's needed? Sometimes you find me driving an X5 latest model, I'm pouring 800 rand at the petrol station. Already there's a challenge. Driving a car that's cost almost 1 million, stays in a townhouse, is wearing Italian suits. But after I've paid for all of these, that is at the beginning or at the end of the previous month, I've got nothing for the next month. And that we put ourselves in that situation, it's choices that we make that we need to rethink, go back to ourselves and say, no, let me do things better here or differently.
Before we go to the break, I think we need to mention what's important then is information. Making informed choices is based on the level of research that you're going to do on any decision that you are going to make.
Definitely.
Sure. Hashtag that one right there as well. Make informed choices by getting all the relevant information about this. Decisions that you are going to make. You're still tuned into In Conversation with Heartlines. I'm your host, Andile Maphosa, and we've had a very amazing conversation on God, my values, and my money. I'm joined in studio here by Jeff Trele, who has unpacked an amazing, amazing amount of practical tips on how you can right size or how you can view more correctly the issue of God, your money, and your values. Right, Jeff, how would you conclude the conversation we've had? What are the, couple of tips you want to share as, the bullet points that people should walk away with?
Man, Andile, it's important to also share that as we talked about a lot of things that we talked about, but quickly to questions such as, do I truly trust God to provide for my needs? I need to go back. That's a practical journey when I'm kneeling on my knees or in my time of prayer or my time spending with God. It's a question of asking before you even talk to money, the tangible stuff that we can touch. Me and God, just to go back to where we started, where the relationship starts between yourself and God before money comes in. Do you really trust God to provide your needs? And maybe delve, sit a while on that question. And what do money and position mean to me? When money comes in, what do I do? Are you able to see a picture of yourself? What is it that you do when money comes? Because people are people that we know, when money comes in, they're different. They're wearing a different skin. Because money changes people. If we are not taught to control money, money will control you. When whatever position and whatever I have, do I regard these things as a measure of success in life now? Hey, when money becomes a measure of success in life, that's another challenge. And last but not least, what other things constitute success in my life then? And surely if I started that relationship with God that says he is all in all, money is found in him, time is made, is found, seasons are in God, money is in God, then I cannot talk of success outside God. I cannot talk of success or regard these things as a measure of success. But I'll know that in God, my success is already there. And in what way am I then able to start worshiping God with my money? How do I worship God with my success? How do I worship God with my possession? Which part of my life am I not satisfied with? How do I deal with that part? It's important. Another dipstick, always checking the oil as to where you at with what you have as far as God is concerned. Because when it starts, when you start drifting away, Mr. Maphosa, there's no bells, there's no sign. You sometimes you are far into the deep end. You only realize that, look, I missed it there. How do I constantly ask myself these few questions? If not wasting time, Andile, wanna repeat this: what do money and position mean to me? Do I regard these things as a measure of success now? What other things then constitute success in my life? Or where does God fit in into all of these few questions I'm trying to find answers to for myself?
What a conclusion. You have left people with things that you have to sit down, you have to ponder, and you have to be very honest with yourself. Brad Jeff, I cannot let you go without asking you to pray for those people who need to start asking themselves these questions.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you. You are a good God. You are the creator of the heavens and the earth. Baba, we bless your name. We thank you today for an opportunity to even talk about money, a subject that other people had suddenly find taboo to talk to. But we thank you, Baba Kutonya, the creator of everything. And Lord, in your word, you talk to us about the importance of not finding ourselves being stressful about these things. So Baba, we dedicate our lives back to you. Teach us to guard our hearts and our minds, especially as far as possession, money, and all of these other things are concerned. Teach us to measure life with your word, with what you've said to us, with the promises that are even your word says they are stronger than mountains. Baba, teach us to know that you are the God who will sustain our life. You are the God that we need to truly trust in to provide our needs. You are the God who will always walk a journey with us. You like our success. You like us to be successful, but you also want us, expect us to worship and thank you. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity, for this short time of sharing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Ntate Cele. I'm excited that you will be joining me again next week as we talk about honesty in earning.
That's what we're talking about.
If you want to get more information about the Values and Money campaign, head over to our website. That's heartlines.org.za, and you can find the link to the Values and Money campaign, and you can enroll on the course, download the resources. All of this is for free. From myself, Andile, this has been In Conversation with Heartlines. We will see you again same time next week. Enjoy the rest of your day. Goodbye.
And that's it for today. We hope we've left you inspired as we learn and grow together. To continue this conversation and to connect with more values-based content, visit our website at www.heartlines.org.za. Connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Heartlines ZA.